I'll be talking about biodegradable plastic mulch for sweet corn production and quality. Dr. Carol Miles, my PhD advisor, is co-author on this paper, and she is sitting here in the room. Plastic mulch is primarily used for weed control and moisture conservation, but also plastic mulch moderates soil temperature, reduces soil erosion, and increases overall crop yield compared to no mulch. Currently, polythene plastic is extensively used in commercial crop production worldwide, but there are some serious problems associated with the use of polyethylene mulch. It needs to be removed and disposed at the end of every cropping season, which involves cost, and generally not all plastic mulch is removed from the soil even after a typical removal. About 10% remains in the soil even after trying to remove everything. And those residuals may decrease soil productivity and raise issues of sustainability and overall environmental hazard. Jessica Goldberger from Washington State University conducted a national survey of strawberry growers who use plastic mulch and found out that 59% of majority of the growers dispose of their used PE mulch into the landfill. Some burn on site, some send to a recycling facility, some farmers bury in on site. And some other farmers stockpile on a corner of their farm. None of these methods are sustainable. Recycling may seem sustainable, but if the plastic mulch is heavily contaminated, up to 80% with soils and other debris, recycling is not efficient. In this scenario, can biodegradable plastic mulch be more sustainable? Let me start with the definition. Biodegradable plastic mulch are degradable plastics in which the degradation occurs from the action of naturally occurring microbes. Microbes secrete extracellular enzyme which break down polymer into monomers and dimers, which ultimately uptake by microbes and converted into carbon dioxide, water, and microbial biomass, and which may serve as a food source for microbes again. Seeing this complete cycle, biodegradable mulch has the potential to be sustainable technology. But in order to be sustainable, it should biodegrade completely without harming soil ecology or environment. That would reduce the labor cost for removal and disposal. And biodegradable plastic mulch should provide benefits equal to polyethylene mulch, because polyethylene mulch is a current standard for most of the growers. And in this picture here, we were tilling the biodegradable plastic mulch into the ground at the end of the season after crop harvest, because they are designed to till into the soil. And I want to point out that bio-based does not equal to biodegradable. Bio-based relates to the source of origin of the material, whereas biodegradable relates to end of life. For example, 100% bio-based, let's say biopolyethylene, is not biodegradable, whereas a fossil fuel-based product, for example, polybutylene succinate, PBS, which is one of the ingredients for biodegradable mulch manufacturing, even though it's fossil fuel-based, not bio-based, it is moderately degradable. So these two terms are not equal. We carried out an experiment to explore the yield and quality of sweet corn with several mulches. The site was Mount Vernon, Washington State. There was 8 treatments replicated 4 times. Each plot was 5 rows wide and 30 feet long. We carried out experiment in 2017 for 2018 study Right now, the crops are in the ground. We are still taking data. You can see the differences in mold treatments by plot. I'll talk about them later. So those were the mold treatments. Bare ground is negative control. 5 biodegradable plastic molds, BioAgri, experimental film, nature cycle, organics, and organics clear, and polyethylene molds, and WeedGuard Plus, which was paper molds. All of these molds were black except the clear organics, and then brown WeedGuard Plus. And bio-based content of the commercially available molds range from 10% to 25%, whereas this WeedGuard Plus, which was paper-based, was 100% bio-based. Again, bio-based does not equal to biodegradability. I'll present some of the key results and their implications. We recorded the days to emergence, days to tasseling, and days to silking. You can see the days to emergence was longer for bare ground and WeedGuard Plus compared to all other plastic mulches. And the trend remained similar, same for tasseling, 50% tasseling, 80% tasseling, 50% silking, and 80% silking. So this implies that using plastic mulches, either PE or biodegradable plastic, you can harvest, all the growths are expedited. So this is a graph for percent soil exposure, which is the exposure of the soil due to deterioration of the molds during the crop growing season. All molds were pretty intact. The degradation was less than 10% until the end of the growing season, except this clear organics. The reason is, there were lots of weeds growing under the molds, and the weed pressure pushed the molds and helped it split. And this clear organics was thinner, 0.5 mil, versus all other molds were either 0.8 mil or greater. The plant height was higher for all the plastic mulches from the beginning to the end compared to WeedGuard Plus and bare ground. However, this clear organics, the plants were stunted after mid-season because it was deteriorated after mid-season. It was 50% of the mulch was gone. So pretty much behaved like bare ground after that point. We also did the weed assessment. Though we sprayed herbicides, there were some few weeds in bare ground and organics clear mulch because this was deteriorated, and there were no weeds in any of the mulch treatments. We sprayed over the mulch after we seeded, so the herbicide was not under the mulch. These graphs are showing total marketable yield. The upper one is number of ears per hectare, and the lower one is ton per hectare. The number of ears was higher for all plastic mulches compared to bare ground and WeedGuard Plus. This yellow portion of the bar indicates the first harvest, sky blue indicates second harvest, and dark blue indicates third harvest. You don't see yellow for bare ground and WeedGuard Plus. That means the harvest was delayed for these two products. Whereas you can only see third harvest for these two products. That means the same thing. And these first harvest was 2 weeks apart from second harvest, and second harvest was again 2 weeks apart from third harvest. And the similar trend here, all plastic mulches, black plastic mulches, except were higher and higher had higher yield. Bare ground, clear organics, and WeedGuard Plus had lower yield. We also did ear quality assessment in terms of ear length, diameter, total soluble solid, kernel alignment, and tip fill. We measured the on-fill tip length. So the length of the ear was longer for all black plastic mulches and lower for bare ground, clear organics, and wheat galfus. The trend was same for diameter. There was no difference in total soluble solids due to mulch treatments and kernel alignment. Again, the tip hill, the on-field tip length was greater for bare ground, for the corn grown on bare ground plots, compared to rest of the treatments. So in summary, percent soil exposure was very low for all mulch products except clear organics. There were minimal weeds in all mulch treatments throughout the season. Marketable ear yield was higher for all black plastic mulches and lower for clear organics, bare ground and wheat guard plus. Total soluble solid and kernel alignment did not differ due to treatment, but the ear size was smaller for sweet corn grown on bare ground, wheat guard plus, and organics clear. And I would like to acknowledge the funding, USDA SGRI, and this is our project team. Thank you. If you have any questions.